to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host, your life purpose coach and author, and you are listening to Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is the podcast for all around women where we challenge your everyday thinking and your limiting beliefs around relationships and your business to help you live your life. And today on the show, we are excited to have Harshmeen Kaur, who is a serialpreneur from Swatch Group Limited, and she has multiple businesses. So we're excited to have her here so that she can talk to our audience about her profession, her roles, her titles, and what she brings into the world. Welcome, Harshmeen. How are you?
I'm good, Edna. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. So, Harshmeen, tell us how you show up in the world.
I show up in the world as the strong, independent woman.
Okay. And how in business do you show up?
In business, I show up as the dominating person in the business world with. And I have also learned fake it till you make it, but not the wrong way, though, in the right way, where I have to put my confidence face on to convince people that, yes, I am the best in what I do.
Okay. So when did the entrepreneurial bug bite you? When did you say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur?
I never thought about it when I started, but I do remember selling some pens when I was very young. My uncle used to give us heaps of pens as gifts for free. Mm-hmm. And I got them and I started selling that in my class for 2 rupees.
Oh, wow.
That's how my journey started.
Yeah, well, that's a great place to start, is in school, knowing that something's worth something. That's very good. Very good.
Thank you.
So tell us about your business. Like, you know, just pick a business because I know you have several. Tell us about your business and how it started and how you help the clients that you serve.
So I started this, my first, I do have 2 failures, which I don't really talk about. But after 2 failures, my third business I started, it's Swatch Group Limited. And it is a cleaning business all over New Zealand. And so I travel all over New Zealand all the time to meet clients, talk to people. And it started because I left my job at this cleaning business. And one of my friends just casually said, why don't you start your own business? And I was like, damn, you're right. And then he introduced me to one of the his friends, and we met for the first time and registered the business on the same day without talking in detail. So I have been a business partner with that person from last 2.5 years now, approximately 3 years this year.
Okay. So how does that How would you have gotten, or how would you say that you were motivated to do that? So coming out of leaving one job into another and starting your own business, what was that motivation feeling for you?
So what happened was I was in my car, sitting in my car outside my office at the time, and I was watching this video on Instagram, and the lady was like, "You have been trying so much and you still don't know where to go, but you're still trying all the time, you know, to make yourself happy, but you're not happy. Mm-hmm. And you have to take the leap of faith and do something for yourself." To me, and on the same day, I actually resigned from the job. Wow. I gave them a 1 month notice, obviously, mm-hmm. but I went from the job straight on the same day after watching her that, because it actually aligned with me and I was really not happy. So
right.
It actually gave me an opportunity to think outside the box and put myself into uncomfortable situation to become more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you have to be uncomfortable first to be comfortable. And then, you always have to do that. You always have to be uncomfortable first.
and she was like, "How?" And I messaged her, I was like, "I'm going to resign from my job." She's like, "Okay, you're going to do that. How are you going to manage your finances?" And I was like, "I'm doing Uber Eats at the moment, and I think that's going really fine. And I will be able to start the business and have some money as well on site." And she was like, "Okay, go. See what you want to do." She didn't say go ahead or what, but it was my decision to take it.
Right,
but she, and today I'm here because she said something on that day.
Okay. So starting this cleaning business, were you worried about competition? You know, other people doing the same exact thing?
Oh, no, not really, because I do remember hearing this a lot. We have so much in this whole world that everyone gets their share, so doesn't gonna really bother me.
That's very good. Yeah, I like that. You don't have to worry about it. I like that. Yes, that's very good. Very good.
Yeah, and I do work with a lot of cleaning businesses as well, as they are my contractors.
Uh-huh.
And we are contractors for some of the cleaning businesses, so it doesn't stop us from working with competitors as well.
Right. So you're advocating for partnering with people who do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And it works well. It works
well. And how I'm going to manage everything when you are all over the place?
That's right. Yeah, you can't spread yourself too thin. Actually, that's it. Yeah. Okay. So in this business that you have with the cleaning business, right? There must have been someone who kind of said, you know, you can't do this. You know, and how did that make you feel?
Honestly, everyone, even my family, everyone doubted me. They're like, "You won't be able to do anything. You would be a failure or everything." And I said, "Okay, no problem." But I, then thinking what they are saying, I thought, just keep doing what you're doing. You will see what the results are.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not scared of starting anything from zero.
Okay. Well, you hear that, audience. She's not afraid to start from zero. It's very scary to take on a venture to do your own business. But that's how big business is created, by stepping outside of not doing something for somebody else and stepping outside and doing your own business. So glad that you're doing that. And so let's switch a little bit and talk about another one of your businesses and why you got that started.
So I started harshmincor.com. It's a harshmincor business.
Mm-hmm.
So it has everything, social media, it has influencers. I manage, I do have my YouTube channel under my name, and I do have a podcast. Because I do remember going from a phase where I was not sure who I am. And I moved from India to New Zealand, and I lost myself because people couldn't say my name properly. And I really thought, oh, people couldn't say my name, so let's change my name. So I changed my name to Meena. And people can say Meena, But then I did realize that I was losing my own identity.
Yeah.
So my Harshmin Kaur Corp was born.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like me for who I am. Who is Harshmin Kaur, not Meena or somebody else.
Right.
So now utilize my name everywhere I go.
Right. That's important. It's not to lose yourself in all of that. And I'm from the USA, and I know I see a lot of my friends who have difficult names. My name is, a lot of people get the E, the D and the N switched around, and they always say Edina, and I was like, no, and they were switching around. So I always say, oh, just call me Ed. And then I was like, no, but I'm not an Ed, I'm an Edna. So we try to sometimes appease other people. And that even shows up even in that, but you have to still stand strong. Your name is Edna, you know. Your name is, you know, Harshmin, you know. It's not Meena, it's Harshmin. And I'm sure they can say a whole lot of other things. They'll just learn how to say your name, right? You know.
Yeah, that's the thing. So now I say my name all the time. I'm Harshmin, and I'm an immigrant.
That's right.
That's my
title. Great, that's wonderful. So... in your practices as a serialpreneur, how do you balance all of that?
It is sometimes tricky, but again, it doesn't happen just by myself. I have people around me who help me, work with me. Like I have two assistants at the moment. I have I have sales team. I have people who do my social media. So yeah, it's about teamwork. You can't do anything alone.
Yeah, you can't. You really, really can't. Yeah, you need teamwork, and you need a good team, you know, a very good team. Excellent. So let me ask you a question, since we're talking about teamwork, and you were talking about social media. Give us some tips on how to get yourself out there. As a serialpreneur, you do have to get yourself out there. So give the audience and myself some tips on how to get yourself out there into the social media world.
The best way these days is videos. Use YouTube, use the TikTok, use the Reels on Instagram. These are the only way you can actually put yourself out there, do your own branding. And there are some people, oh, sorry, I'm very shy to come on camera.
Right.
But mm-hmm. We're not business here. We're not here to tell people I'm shy. We are here to run a business. So if you have practically thought about it, you will have to come on camera and show yourself. Because if people will like you, they're going to work with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If they relate to you,
that's
they're definitely going to do
it. Strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me just ask you this. So do you suggest having videos, lives, TikTok, all of that, on your groups as well?
Yes, definitely, because that will actually help you grow your audience and tell people what you're doing. And some people say, oh, you're always putting your comments saying you do this, you do that, you're so self-obsessed. Yes, I am, because I am going to sell my business, not you are going to sell my business, so I have to tell people what I do.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Very, very true.
Thank you.
Yes. So, you said you had a podcast. Can you tell us about that? Can you tell us about that?
So, my podcast is all about talking to business owners, sharing their experience, sharing what they do, how they do it, and how they have started. So, all of those things. So, I really love motivating people with those. And I think doing podcast as well as, and it's under my name, Harshmin Kaur.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my only target, is to motivate people to think outside the box and do something that they are really passionate about.
Right. Okay. All right. So if I had to choose like one of your clients, think about one of your clients that you really, you were doing any of your businesses and it kind of touched your heart. Can you tell us about that one client that changed the way you did your practice?
There are so many examples to talk about,
mm-hmm.
but I would say this particular lady, her name is Chantal Gutt,
mm-hmm.
and she started her business when she was really sick, like she had kidney failure and she was going for dialysis every week to keep herself alive. And she started her business called The Good PA. Now it's called Vintage. So they Vintage, and they do virtual assistant work. And she was struggling, but at the same time, she was working really hard. Every week she's going for the dialysis. That was not an easy thing to do, but she's still working. And she's such a good example. And she was not even old. She was maybe 36 or 37 at that time.
Wow.
It was an easy thing for her to do, but she was doing it. And it's been 2 years since she got her, she got a donation of her kidney, and now she actually is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually started her business when she was at her worst time in her life. And she has a life, zeal for life. And that really shows in her attitude and at the way she runs her business.
So, wow. Yeah. That really is encouraging. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Very much so. Nice. Okay, so now we're going to switch the table. We're going to turn the tables on you now, Harshmeen. We're going to talk about you now. We've heard about all your businesses. And you are the ultimate serialpreneur. And what Harshmeen is really telling us, we have to have multiple streams of income, all right? And she is learning to do them well, because without an assistant, she doesn't do anything by herself, because she's a team player. And she has a great team and a support system around her to help make it happen. So just remember those key points, entrepreneurs, all right? Remember those key points. What advice, Harshmeen, would you give someone wanting to pursue a business or be a serialpreneur like yourself?
Remember to be your own motivation.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, and motivate yourself every day, no matter what people say, because you know yourself better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's good stuff.
Yeah, because there are so many people I have seen that they give up even before having the yes from the client.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone out of business and gone back to the job. I just wanted to remind them, you will get 5 no's before you get 1 yes.
Yeah, that's what they used to tell us in real estate school. You'll get so many no's, but you'll get that 1 yes that makes up for the whole no, all those no's. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Okay.
That's great stuff. So, this is audience. You've heard what our guest is saying. Harshmeen is really getting down to the real crux of being a serialpreneur. Harshmeen, if you took a compliment, what was it? Okay, so who was the most important person in your life? You could say that. I'll say that.
My dad.
Your dad. Why is that?
Because he's the only one who actually believes in me. I told him so many things, I'm doing this and doing that. He's like, okay, good. But he said, keep doing what you like to do. Let people say what they want to do. Say, you know what you're doing. So, yeah.
Nice. That's nice. It's good to have your father pushing you along. What's the best compliment you ever received?
You are very confident, and you're a very strong and confident woman. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Oh, that's nice. And you took that compliment, and that's really, really good. That's really, really good. So if you could, okay, so this is the third question. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
My name, Harshmeen Kaur.
Love it. Just love it. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Love it. All right. But why would you have that there?
Because nobody is Harshmeen Kaur except me.
Nice. I like it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So last question, all about you. What would you pick for your last meal?
Dal and rice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Very simple food. I'm vegetarian.
Okay, very simple. Okay. Very simple. Okay. All right. You made it very easy for our audience. Audience, you learned a lot about Hashmine Kaur. You can find her at, let me give you a website now. The website is Hashmine Kaur, easy enough, HashmineKaur.com. You can find her there, find what she does, ask her a couple of questions about being a serialpreneur, ask her how to make those streams of income come in and work as a team, because I think she's got it down pat to a science. And we want to thank you, Hashmine, for being here. We want to thank you for being part of the show. And do you have any final thoughts for the end of the show, for any of the women in business, the men in business? Do you have any final thoughts?
Just remember, don't give up easily. Give your 100% or maybe more than 100%. Yes, hard work is important, but smart work is also important.
Wonderful. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it about in on social media, or leave a rating and a review. And you can always donate. To catch up with me, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at EJW Coaching. This is your host, Edna White. And my guest, Hashmine Kaur, saying goodbye for now.
Yeah.
The holidays are about giving something truly special. I'm Martha Stewart, and I believe the best gifts aren't just beautiful, they're useful every single day. Lennox has brought timeless beauty and lasting quality to our tables for generations, and their Lennox Spice Village is the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself. It's more than a spice rack. It's a charming collection of hand-painted houses that turn ordinary spices into extraordinary experiences. Imagine cinnamon from a tiny Victorian cottage or oregano from a pastel townhouse. Suddenly, a simple meal becomes a moment to savor. Because spices can be more than ingredients. They can inspire memories, warmth, and joy all year long. Give a gift that lasts beyond the holidays. Discover the collection at lennox.com/spicevillage.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.